You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, kids, it's Thursday. Yay! I don't really have a joke about it being a transgender day of visibility, so, you know, we did that with transgender taco day of visibility on Tuesday. Anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We have plenty to get to as the show progresses. Lots of audio, lots of stories, some good news, some news. But regardless, we're here to fight the good fight every single day. Just real quick, for those of you who are concerned about TikTok and the fact that TikTok is poisoning young people's minds, I just want to say something to the adults in the room here, particularly the married men in the room here. There's a far worse medium with regard to the people in your lives than TikTok will ever dream of being, and that is HGTV. All right, I'm just going to issue a warner to you real quick here that HGTV should be called, it shouldn't be called Home and Garden Television. It's a lie. It's like TikTok, ooh, yeah, TikTok, yay. No, Communist China. No, HGTV should be called the show where women tell men to do things and make tasks impossible. That's what it should be called. Because every one of the shows is the same damn thing. There's the husband, there's the wife. The wife says, oh, I've got an idea. The husband goes, oh, God, great, okay. And he goes, here. She goes, here, do this and do this and do this and this. I'm going to go to an antique store and find door pulls while you do all this. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, and this is what I'm going through right now at home, by the way. Yeah. And I've got to be the intermediary between a wife who watches HGTV all the time, the handyman who's working on the house because I don't want to put doors in the house because I got enough crap to do, and I've got to sit here and be the intermediary between the HGTV addict and the poor, pathetic, home improvement dude here who isn't even married to her. And then you're trying to juggle the balls here. You're trying to do the show and everything. HGTV is a much worse threat than TikTok ever dreamed of being. So what I would recommend, I'm going to say this once again here to you young men who are considering getting married, or maybe you're newlyweds, come up with some sort of an excuse about home improvement. Immediately stop the home improvement train before it gets started. Say you had a tragic accident when you were a kid that involved home improvement. Say you don't know how to use tools. Maybe you're allergic to tools. Do whatever you need to do. Don't let her take you to Lowe's. Don't let her take you to Home Depot. Don't do any of that. Immediately put the kibosh on it. All right? Just do it. Save yourselves. It's too late for me, but save yourselves. I'm finished now. Now we can talk about other stuff. You know, I mentioned something. I said when Ronna McDaniel's relieved of duty at the RNC, and people understand, and Republican voters understand that the future of the Republican Party is, well, it will be for 4 years Donald Trump, and then it will be America first, hopefully, for a very long time. Because this is what Americans want. This is what Democrats and Republicans want. They want to get back to the foundational principles of the country, being proud of the country, because we have much to be proud of, and we're tired of this nonsense. And I said what would happen is the RNC would be awash with cash once people learn to trust you. Now, they've still got a long way to go, and they've done some very good things, by the way. They've got Laura Trump as a co-chair. You've got other people involved in the Chris LaCivitica, who is Trump's campaign co-manager, is serving on the RNC as his chief of staff and all that. And thus far, are you ready for this? In March, which was just last month, like just 4 days ago, they raised $66 million. I told you, isn't it amazing what people will do? They will give you money if they can learn to trust you to do something with it. Unfortunately, our federal government, we can't trust them. They're still pushing for $60 billion for Ukraine, and they are not doing anything about the southern border. I wish we could just turn off our spigot. I wish we could just say, hey, no, I'm not going to pay taxes anymore. Until you pull your heads out of your butts and do what I'm asking you to do and stop using my money to buy off people, then I'm done. I really wish I had a magical switch that I could just immediately have 100 million people just all at once say we're not paying our taxes anymore. It's not going to happen. It's a nice thought. But honestly, wouldn't it be nice to be able to say, you know, I don't trust you, and until you start doing what I'm doing, no money for you. But no, no, no. See, they can take the money. They can extort the money out of you and say, if you don't pay the money, we're going to arrest you and destroy your life. That's why they got the 85,000 new IRS agents under the idiotic inflation reduction bill. So you have no choice in this. But the RNC, now, I would hope, realizes they made a pretty good choice. They made a pretty good choice. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to need it because there is a lot of fraud and nonsense going already. There are already millions of people being registered to vote in states like Texas without a signature verification. Duh. There are millions of people being flown in all over the country, illegals, that that are immediately being, don't let them try to tell you otherwise. They are given voter registration information. All right? So the RNC has to be the front line on this. We can't do all of this. We don't know what to do. What we can do is give you our money. Maybe we can focus on the local elections, get involved and whatnot. But the RNC is going to have to do the heavy lifting. The GOP is going to have to do the heavy lifting because the DNC is a joke. It is a corrupt Marxist party. And if you're still a member of the DNC, the Democrat Party, you're a fool. Unless you are a Marxist, then you think it's probably a good thing. All right? So there you go. Good news for the RNC. I think it's pretty darn good news. Yeah. Oh, Carrie Lake, she's running for the Senate as well because, you know, she was involved in an election in Arizona. And oddly enough, the day of the election, 65% of the voting machines in Maricopa County, the biggest Republican county, just stopped working that day. It's just weird. It's probably was there a solar eclipse that day? I think there might have been a solar eclipse. I don't know. The solar eclipse. But anyway, she's running for Senate now. And she raised, $1 million the other day at Mar-a-Lago. Had a Mar-a-Lago fundraiser, raised $1 million. And so that's good news. She's also raised about $2.1 million in the first quarter. That's good. And she's doing a little bit at a time, not at Radio City Music Hall with Lizzo. You know? Yeah. So that's why I try to be really optimistic here. But I also try to be realistic here because there are a lot of dark forces working against America as founded. Seriously. Oh, and here's this. Here is Joe Biden yesterday. Now, Joe Biden showed up an hour late to a speech yesterday. Usually you don't think that somebody is mentally and physically at their peak, like Joe Scarborough says. When you show up an hour late and you have the CPAP machine strap marks on your face. So if you show up at noon and you're supposed to be there at 11 and the CPAP marks are still on your face, it means that they just got you out of bed. You know, I got this stuff that before I go on TV, it tightens up the little bags under the eyes and everything. Maybe they need to smear his face in that. because it works amazingly. So anyway, he showed up and he was there, and he was Bernie Sanders was there, and here's President Derpity do after sleeping until at least 11 o'clock and showing up at noon.
I'm proud. I'm proud of my administration of taking on Big Pharma in the most significant ways ever. And I wouldn't have done without Bernie, and Bernie got it. You know, look. But
he always says that about Big Pharma, because he's getting them to bring down their insulin prices while giving them hundreds of billions of your tax dollars for other stuff, like those vaccines that didn't work.
The public was able to cut back on the fact that the only thing they couldn't defeat was the seniors. It cuts the deficit by $160 billion. Now, this spring is here. The seasons and allergies are upon us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, derpity derpity do. So he has a CPAP machine helping him because he has sleep apnea, and then he shows up with the strap still on his face. That is just amazing. So, yeah. But other than that, he's of sound mind and body. And yesterday we heard this Sage Steele. You seen her? She used to work for ESPN, I guess, but she was too conservative and smart to work for ESPN. She said right after he got inaugurated and everything, she did an interview with them. And apparently, this is, you know, 3+ years ago, before, I mean, he's descended into what you just heard, and he was pretty bad back then. She said they had to stick to a script. Every word had to be given to the president. Do you suppose that happens with Donald Trump? Do you suppose when Leslie Stahl did her slanted interviews with Donald Trump that he demanded that she read everything as scripted? All the questions have to be this. They have to be worded this way. Do you suppose? Here is Sage Steele with regard to interviewing Joe Biden 3 years ago. I can't even imagine what it's like now.
This was about 2 months after he took office. That was an interesting experience in its own right, because it was so structured, and I was told, you will say every word that we write.
You will say what we want.
So you will not deviate from the script, and go to the word, like every single question.
Other than that, his brain is perfectly fine, and he's performing at peak capacity.
Was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many executives, editors and executives. Absolutely. I was on script and was told not to deviate. It was very much, this is what you will ask, this is how you will say it. No follow-ups. Next. I knew that this was a lot bigger than just the wonderful editors that I worked with.
Yes.
This went up to the fourth floor, as we said, that were all the bosses, the top executives, the decision makers are, the president of our company, the CEO, where they all work.
Wow, that has got to be real fun for an employee or even a journalist to be told exactly what you need to say to somebody. It would be like interviewing Grover from Sesame Street or something. I guess you got the puppets kind of know exactly what you're going to say. It is just remarkable what they expect us to believe, right? Isn't it just remarkable what they expect us to believe? And yesterday, Joe and Mika were talking about the swing states. And make no bones about it, the wheels are off the Biden train, all right? They are completely off. Everybody understands it. Black people, Hispanic people, women understand it. They understand that we can't live like this anymore. We can't live in this insanity and this nonsense and this economic pain and fear and all of it. We can't do this anymore. There's no reason for this. We're done with it. But here's Joe and Mika. I like to call them the play-by-play announcers for the Hunger Games.
Neck and neck in every swing state. According to the new numbers from the Wall Street Journal, Trump leads Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan.
Well, the only thing more annoying than Mika's voice is it without any low end.
North Carolina, Nevada, and Pennsylvania by figures that are all within the poll's margin of error. In Wisconsin, the survey shows the two candidates tied at 46% each. The poll also finds negative perceptions about the economy remain a problem for Biden.
No.
63% of swing state voters say the U.S. economy overall is not so good. or poor condition, while 36% say it's in excellent or good condition.
Yeah, and those are people who probably work in or around Washington, D.C., maybe involved in big pharma, big defense, Wall Streeters, hedge fund managers. I have a funny feeling, I don't know, people who build cars and stuff and work at Walmart. Maybe they're not feeling the same way. But Jill Biden, America's first ditz lady, she was on TV yesterday, and she says that when she's out on the campaign trail with Joe and they're attracting crowds up to nearly a dozen people, that the enthusiasm is just out of bounds.
How was the campaign going before?
Oh my gosh, it's going great. I have been traveling every day that I'm not in the classroom.
Oh, God help those kids.
People are excited, and I really feel like, you know, people know the choice this election. They can choose chaos or they can choose...
Now we're living in chaos.
Oh, steady wisdom experience. So
it's not a party.
I'm not seeing any of that from your husband. But anyway, a little bit more on that on the way. More on that. Also, did you realize that our strategic petroleum reserve is the lowest it's been in 40 years, and now Joe Biden doesn't want to fill it up? We'll get to that. We've got the case in New York against Trump. All sorts of The View. 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is a Thursday edition of the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
Not a part of you that's a little worried?
No,
off kilter a little bit.
I feel that Joe will be reelected.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices.
Yes, they do.
It's obvious that Joe will win this election.
Then why are you guys trying to? Then why are you guys trying to put the main candidate in jail? His main competitor in jail. Why are they trying to take down RFK Jr.? Why did you chase him out of the party? Why did you not give Democrat voters a choice? You go on and on. You know what? We're being played, guys. They're attempting to play us, but you're not buying it. And they could say all they want, but the momentum is on our side. We have a terrible president who's doing a terrible job, and everybody gets it. Everybody completely understands it. This is kind of interesting. You know, Joe Biden immediately, when he got into office, demanded that all federal vehicles become electric. He's been mandating electric vehicles ever since, even though nobody wants the dang things because they are completely worthless. They are completely worthless. And, except for commuter cars. If you have one, you know, you've got a Tesla, you got a whatever. I don't care. Just don't mandate them and subsidize them. Pete Buttigieg, he said the other day, he says, well, having a gas car is like having a landline. Well, here's the deal. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in 1876. The first EV, which was the first car, was 1890. All right. So the EV has been around 134 years. And so the EV technically is the landline. you should know that. But anyway, here's a Joe Biden a while back saying, oh, yeah, we're going to refill that strategic petroleum reserve. By the way, he sold 1 million barrels out of the strategic oil reserve, petroleum reserve, to China. All right. And when he did that mandate for vehicles, all of the batteries, all of the solar panels, all of the windmill stuff comes from China, you see. So, yeah, there's something going on there. Here's Joe Biden. They're going to fill that thing back up.
Today, I'm announcing a plan to refill the Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserve in the years ahead at a profit for taxpayers. The United States government is going to purchase oil to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Yeah, well, now Joe Biden says that oil is too expensive. And the reason being is he made it that way. He got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline. We're bringing in crappy oil from Venezuela, who's sending us hundreds of thousands of their criminals. There's something going on there, too. And now, even though we are awash in oil under our ground, it's too expensive to fill our emergency supply. in a time of crisis. And here is Peter Ducey asking Corinne Jean-Pierre about it yesterday.
Thank you. First, the you guys started draining this strategic petroleum reserve to try and help with the Putin price hike a few years ago.
Yeah, the Putin price hike.
Said you were going to refill it, but now it doesn't seem like that's happening.
Well, from I believe the Department of Energy is responsible for that.
Oh, she's going to pass the buck.
Particular component is refilling.
It's the DOE, by the way, who's run by Jennifer Granholm, who they sold the million barrels of oil to China, had meetings with high-level CCP officials about climate change. Yeah, and by the way, EVs are made by China, and they want to build a bunch of factories in Mexico.
Refilling that, so I would refer you to the Department of Energy. I know there are certain components to that, and how they were going to move forward in refilling, refilling it.
Yeah.
I think they would have more specifics on that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any specifics on it because I didn't have any specifics on the open border, and I don't have any specifics on, you know, classified documents and Hunter's laptops and all that stuff. So there you go. Coming up, Wolf Blitzer gets called out trying to blame Trump for violence, I guess, and lots with illegal aliens. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account. So, you know, we talked about maybe another pandemic that could happen. Well, they're talking bird flu now, I guess. Is that a big surprise? A big surprise is that the headline is, this could be 100 times worse than COVID. Bird flu warning from scientists who say half of infections with H5N1 in people are fatal, as White House says it's monitoring the situation. I got to tell you, maybe it's time to get that emergency medical kit. I think you kind of recognize what they did to us during COVID. I think they realize the political advantage that blowing up a pandemic as they did offered to some individuals. Maybe you need to have some ivermectin. Maybe you need to have some hydroxychloroquine. Maybe you need to have some Z-Pak. Maybe you need to have some amoxicillin just in case the supply chain goes down or there's another pandemic. And I'm very serious about this. The wellness company has a contagion emergency kit. All right. And it's got instructions on it, everything you're going to need. So what you need to do is go to twc.health/Carson. That'll save you 10%. All right. twc.health/Carson. And you will get all of those. They have an emergency medical kit. They have a contagion emergency kit. They have a travel kit. All of this. Dr. Peter McAuliffe, he was one of the most censored doctors during COVID, even though he was right. Dr. Drew is on the panel now with TWC. So twc.health/Carson, twc.health/Carson. Bird flu pandemic, 100 times worse than COVID. Could kill up to half of everyone it affects, experts have warned, as the White House says it's monitoring the situation. Speaking at a briefing, virus researchers said this strain of bird flu may now be getting dangerously close to triggering a pandemic. Okay. Well, I'm not going to get panicked about it. Nope. But here's Jim Gossett.
Yes, it's only a bird flu scare, so we can lock down again.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention cheat by mail like we did 4 years ago.
They might put that one on steroids.
It's a sneaky Joe Biden scheme. It's obvious and it sucks. I hope they bring Fauci back so I can get Pfizer bucks. We'll use bird flu. Yes, we will stoke more fear. I'm warning you. Bird flu is here. Watch the Democrats cheer. Just like with a Wuhan lab, where COVID I helped create. We'll exploit bird flu and shut down every state.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that.
We'll be pushing a new vaccine. Money will make a lot. And we'll threaten to take your job if you don't get the shot.
Yeah, we will see. We will see. But, you know, I don't trust anything the federal government says. Not one single department. Do you? Do you? Do you trust anybody? do you think anybody in the federal government is really on our side? The FBI is it, depending on your political ilk. The CDC, the HHS, the IRS, the DOJ, the DHS. Obviously, the DHS, they created the Disinformation Governance Board, and they're flying in people by the hundreds of thousands to ignore the border into cities around the country, not telling us about it. We have every right to know. It's our money. They're not telling us what it's all about. It's got everybody freaking out, and you should, by the way, particularly since so many of them are coming from communist China and places like Venezuela. Why are they doing this to us? These are the abuses and usurpations that the founders warned us of, and they're worse than the founders ever dreamed of. It's just amazing. In where I used to live in Cincinnati. Love me some Cincinnati. And no, there is no WKRP. There is a WKRC, and it's a TV station. Hamilton County police have charged a man with murder. Yeah, and by the way, he had illegally entered the country 7 times. Police Chief Craig Butchett said officers believe that 2 days before Furman Garcia Gutierrez, 46, was arrested on March 16th on other charges, he committed a homicide. Officers received a call about a dead body on South 13th Street. The chief said investigators have been working this case since, says it just so happens we ran into him and had an encounter with him. Unbeknownst to us, he had committed a murder. Gutierrez was an example used by Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones at a press conference expressing his frustrations with the Biden administration's immigration enforcement and border policies. Jones said that Garcia Gutierrez had also been in prison 3 times, deported 7 times before the aggregated murder charge. Garcia Gutierrez had been facing 2 years and 7 months in prison. The new charge could lead to a 30-year prison sentence or death. Or if he's in New York, they might just let him out on bail. Maybe he could go punch a cop or something. Or rape somebody. You know, whatever. You know, they're illegal. They're here through the opportunities of America. No court date has been set. Victor Davis Hanson was on TV last night talking about, you know, what's going on in our country and how you and I, and we're beyond angry about this. Everybody, people of color, Hispanics, blacks, everybody's angry about this. They want to know why in the hell the federal government is allowing millions of illegals to come in. Step past veterans who are homeless, step back homeless people, step back people of color, close down community centers in Boston that cater to young children, black kids who don't have another outlet, you know, go there for respite from a violent neighborhood, but they put, you know, $500,000 into this shelter or into this the community center just in time for the homeless people to go there. Or the illegals to go there. You got people staying in the Roosevelt Hotel for 7 months, $500 a night, New York City. They took the Roosevelt Hotel. It used to be once a great establishment. Now it's exclusively a flop house for illegals, and they stay there for free. And it's costing you, $500 a night. It's unbelievable. They got a tenth city in New York, tenth city, Long Island. And it costs $20,000 a month per illegal. That's how much they get. But what happens is the NGO puts up a crappy tent, They give the illegals a pittance, a smattering, and they pocket the rest of the money because they know that those people are going to vote Democrat. It's remarkable. But here's VDH talking about this, and it's very, very intentional.
I think it's worse than that, Sean. I think they deliberately want them to come. If you have 10 million people and just 1% are criminally minded or intended, that's 100,000 people, and they know that. And I think they see that's collateral damage, and it's acceptable damage because the greater project, as Ted Cruz pointed out, they want under, when you have a system that goes from 30% voting absentee in 2020 to 70%, and the rejection rate goes down by a magnitude, and people are going to be mailed these ballots, and if anybody objects, they have this paradigm that you're an election denialist or voter suppressionist or a racist.
That's disinformation if you said that.
They feel they have a formula that is going to be very valuable in 2024. As far as letting people...
Because the Democrats can't run on policy. Because Joe Biden's a terrible president. The Democrats have a terrible, terrible record. And life in America sucks right now because of them.
People out on bail, that's even more pernicious without, no bail at all. I think when you look at critical legal theory and you see these violent criminals that are almost released instantaneously, what's the ideology behind it? I think
it's madness. It's madness. It's meant to destroy the country.
More, we're not going to let you middle class people be complacent in your little plastic lives and think you can go on in your bubble while the other is hurting. So we're going to let these people out, and they're going to confront you with these social problems and these cries of social justice, and you're going to have to address it. You're going to have to pay higher taxes. You're going to have to more DEI. You're going to have to more programs. So that's deliberate too. And I think it's a nihilist deliberation, but my God, it's not laxity, it's not incidental,
no,
it's premeditated.
Not. It's not. We had a police officer murdered by an illegal, had been arrested 21 times. Joe Biden hasn't even said his name yet. He didn't say Lincoln Riley's name until he mispronounced it during the State of the Union. Do you know why? Because helping you doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't. Because you're not the person bankrolling their reelection campaigns. That's coming from billionaires. That's at that fundraiser in New York City, or Radio City. You suppose any people like you and me sitting in that crowd? Of course not. Of course not. But they don't care about helping out American citizens because they've already got in place what they're going to do this election, and that is bringing in millions and millions of illegals. You've got the federal departments all engaged in doing what Mark Zuckerberg did the last time, getting people registered to vote. I could only assume that if you're going through places like the HHS, they're suggesting, maybe you should vote Democrat because, your health care could go away. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them. But they've got a machine going. They think they're going to not have to have high approval ratings. They can just have Joe Scarborough lie about them, and then they've got a machine in place already. So as far as just making the average citizen happy, helping them out, that's not even on the radar. Do you understand that? Do you not see it? Because it's really true. It's really, really true. Here's a little bit more from Victor Davis Hanson. Because, America used to look for the best and the brightest to come here and live the American dream. And you saw this, Ellis Island and all that. And I still believe it. I always talk about, some of the best interviews I do when I travel, whether it be to New York City, whether that be to Baltimore for appearances about it, being a radio personality. The most interesting people I interview are the people who give me a ride to and from the airport. And every one of them that I've talked to, they always say, I came here to live the American dream. One of my best friends was a cabbie in Minneapolis, and I met him when he gave me a ride, and I started talking to him. His name's Brian. And then I talked to him about 15 years later. He has 42 cabs. 42 cabs. Yeah. Living the American dream. That's what it used to be. But the Democrats have bastardized it. They want the dregs. They want whoever they can get in here who will be dependent and who will vote slavishly for the Democrat Party. And it's not much to, it's just, room and board. It's just, $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month, et cetera, et cetera. The minimum to get their vote. And if you have a problem with it, well, they don't even care. But listen to Victor Davis Hanson about who's coming into the country.
I don't think they want those people. I think they look at the Hungarian Revolution when we had immigrants come in that fit exactly what you're talking about. They look at the people who originally fled Castro in the 60s, and they say these people came in many cases with high school diplomas, college degrees, skills. They assimilated, yeah, yeah. They integrated. They were not a useful constituency very long, and they don't want those people. No. We could let in 500,000 people if we vetted them, as you pointed out. We could bring in engineers and doctors. They all want to come. But the left doesn't want those people because they don't serve as a useful constituency for a larger government expansion and a complete revolution in the way we vote for our elected officials. So this is deliberate. Mayorkas knows that, and so does Biden and the people controlling Biden.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when Donald Trump took all sorts of heat about calling some countries third world bleep holes? Well, that's what they're turning our country into. And who's coming here? Who is getting in? Who does the government have? Well, let's go to New York City, where a home with Venezuelan criminal squatters were discovered.
A call about a man with a gun brought police here last Wednesday. That's when this surveillance video obtained by Eyewitness News shows police.
This doesn't sound like people wanting to come here and live the American dream by being entrepreneurial, by building stuff. It sounds like people who are being emptied out of Venezuelan prisons to come here and take and steal and rape and do whatever.
Chasing one man into the basement. He's identified as 24-year-old Hector de Souza Villata, believed to be a migrant from Venezuela. Huh. Police are seen arresting a second man, identified as 22-year-old Javier Alborno, after he tries to run. Police say he also had a gun.
Huh. Two of the people with the guns had open cases, one for attempted murder in Yonkers, and one walking around with an open gun indictment walking around.
In all, eight suspects were arrested here on Hull Avenue. They are facing weapons, drugs, and child endangerment charges because police say there was a 7-year-old child there.
Yeah, four of them were released without bond.
It's not clear whose child it was. Yeah. We attempted to speak with people seen entering the basement apartment this morning. It's unclear if any of them were among those arrested, but the NYPD says six of the eight have been released.
Oh, nice.
Including one who's already charged in another case.
Wow.
Once police executed a search warrant, they say they found two more loaded guns and ammunition, huh, as well as drugs including ketamine mixed with cocaine. A neighbor tells us it's unnerving and that the landlord has been struggling with squatters.
Wow. Didn't know who's...
See what I mean about the government not caring about people, about American citizens, maybe the owner of that home? Yeah.
Staying there or not staying there. And, you know, the owner of the building had a hell of a time trying to get them out. You know, how they got in, I don't know.
Yeah.
But once they were in, because of New York City's laws regarding squatters, he couldn't get them out without going through the legal process.
This neighbor and others tell us the apartment has drawn a lot of motorcycle traffic recently at all hours.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah. Just coming here to live the American dream. No, being instructed to come to America and take whatever they want. That's what it's all about. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. All right, so coming up, Joe Rogan goes after The View. He had some very interesting things to say about The View, and he had this Coleman Hughes on, who is this author. He's a black man, talking about faux racism, the racism industrial complex in the country, and how he was taken apart, or they tried to take him apart, and he took them apart. But what Rogan had to say about it is pretty funny, pretty interesting. This is, let me see, Chicago police. So you got an illegal immigrant shelter. These are people coming to America to live the American dream, right? So they got this illegal immigrant shelter. And apparently Chicago police have been called to the illegal shelter hundreds of times over the past year. Well, that's not living the American dream. Did that happen when they opened Ellis Island? I don't think so. Anyway, the documents obtained by Terry Newsom and reviewed by the Epoch Times reveal the police were dispatched to the Inn of Chicago, a hotel now serving as a shelter for illegals, more than 250 times between January of 2023 and 2024. Some of them were just parking and traffic violations, even though they don't have driver's licenses, although they are doing that some places, and that, of course, immediately gets them registered to vote. A significant portion of them were for alleged crimes such as aggravated assault, domestic battery, child abduction, and child abuse, including sexual assault. American dream. In one case, a 4-year-old victim reported being inappropriately touched multiple times by an unknown offender living in the shelter. Another heavily redacted case involved 3 child victims who were transported to Lurie Children's Hospital after domestic battery and prior sexual assault. Yeah, that's the American dream 2024. 2024. Wolf Blitzer tried to get Donald Trump on TV because, well, Donald Trump called the murderer of Laken Riley an animal. And, of course, Wolf Blitzer tried to take it out of context like they did with Bloodbath the other day. Didn't work so well with Scott Jennings as his guest.
It's a border bloodbath, and it's destroying our country. There. Country changing, country threatening, and their country wrecking. We're going to end up with the largest deportation in American history. They're not humans. They're not yet. A country with contagious diseases, and they have it.
Do you feel the American people are becoming desensitized to this brutal language?
I listened to the entire tape. He was specifically talking about the person who murdered Laken Riley Georgia.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, Wolf, if somebody murders another human being, I think they deserve to be called animals. And I don't think any American is really going to reject that kind of rhetoric. That poor girl was murdered in cold blood. Is that person who did it not an animal? I think that's an apt term.
Animal.
100%. So you think he was only referring to those murderers, not referring in general to illegal immigrants who are coming into the United States?
I listened to the tape. That's exactly what he was talking about, in my opinion.
I think there's a lot of animals in New York, and there's a lot of animals in that shelter. Animal shelter in Chicago. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.